405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is a little toasty, and that's all that it is. There you go. Thank you very much. Drive safely. Remember your waiters and waitresses. Try the veal. Heavy on veal today. No, actually, we're not. We're not. Julia's got, what am I doing tonight for dinner? Gosh, I'm telling you, this whole being a single dad thing is really difficult. Now, I'm only a single dad because my lovely bride has taken a break from being mom for a couple of days. And she, oh, you know what this does? And I can say this now because what is it? 6 hours later in England? It's 6 hours, but it's like 100 years behind, too. They're weird over there. But yeah, it's like 6 hours, so it's 10 o'clock. So I'm sure she's had some music thing. I hate to use all those technical terms with you, but some sort of music thing. So, Lord knows, she doesn't listen to my show when she's here. You think she's going to listen while she's thousands of miles away? No. So I can say this and just don't tell her. She does a lot of hard work, I'm realizing. She really does. You know, I love Julia. I do. I love Julia more than life itself. And as much as I tell the boys that I love all of my children the same, I also tell them I love Julia the most. So there you go. But I do. I love Julia. And I truthfully love her more than life itself. Right? Wouldn't you do that if God called you up? Because I don't think God does the personal calls anymore. You know, the personal talking, like you just hear him in the head and like, oh, yeah. He doesn't do that anymore. So it'd be like, it'd be a text or a call or something. Hey, Jeff, remember me? I'm the Lord, your God. Oh, yeah. Hey, God, how's it doing? How's it going? All good? Yeah. Listen, I got a deal for you. Okay. Julia can live a long, happy, healthy life. Mm-hmm. But you have to step in front of a bus. Huh? Yeah, you know all these disabilities and challenges? Yeah. We're dialing them back. Totally just traditional, long, happy, healthy life. But you got to step in front of the bus. I'd be like, well, you know, I love buses. What kind of bus? What color bus? Where is it going to be? Is it a city bus or is it like one of those more inner city buses? Intercity. Those were like the Greyhound buses. Inner city is actually what I like. That's what I want to own someday. And I'd be like, if I could only convince Stan Andruski to let me park an old bus somewhere on his massive estate in Hanover County. Did you realize he has the largest personal estate in Hanover now? He does. 82,000 acres. People think it's a state forest. It's not. It's Stan's house. But if he would let me park a bus over there, then I could buy a bus. But I would, right? I mean, you would do that. Wouldn't you? If you really love your kids, of course you would. We'd all sacrifice for our children. Just not every day. I mean, there are those days where, like Harry or Joe will say something or do something. I'm thinking, yeah, today would not be the day where I should be asked to sacrifice for you because it's just not going to happen. No. Yeah, I got a sink full of dirty dishes, and I know who made them dirty, and I also know who at the moment is washing them. So, yeah, don't come to me today asking for the big sacrifice on my part. But yeah, Heidi does a lot of really hard work. That's my point. So I am dad soloing or solo dadding, whichever is appropriate, for about a week. And I there's some things that are not happening. I was supposed to be someplace earlier today, a meeting that actually is very important to me. Not something you would know about necessarily, but it's like, yeah, Julia's situation. Can't do it. So I am realizing that Heidi has a lot of difficult stuff. So I'm trying to figure out dinners, right? At 6:03, you know, I walk in the house. It's happy hour. My job is to pour the drinks. It's pretty easy. And then my job is one of two things, either to drink the drink, which is the really good job, or to feed Julia, which is also a really cool job. And other than that, I'm done for the most part. Weekends, I always say to Heidi, no, really, don't put yourself out. We'll let somebody else do it. No, it's me. Of course it's me. But I got all of it this week. And I'm thinking, okay, so Julia has to have nutritious food. God, they keep putting these requirements on it. And Heidi's like, don't forget. Make sure. Make sure that she's got, you know, she's got to have vegetables as part of her dinner. Aww. You know, we need protein and you need this. Like, yeah, I know. And then I'm thinking, well, do I know? I do know. I'm not necessarily going to do that. But, yeah. Crazy. So. Yeah, weird stuff. Weird stuff. Anyway, all right, so that's it. That's all my complaining for the day, and I will do my best to move forward. And moving forward, let me share a couple of things with you. I've got a couple of little sound clips that I do want you to take a listen to, because that Maggie Brennan over there at CBS, is she Face the Nation Germ, or... or Meet the Press, or Press the Nation, or Meet the... Well, I don't know, whatever it is. She had Scott Bessent on. And once again, she's trying to lecture him. If she weren't so thoroughly pedantic, condescending, and obnoxious, I would feel sorry for her. But she is those things, so I don't. Take a listen to cut number one.
So Walmart, there was just a piece published with the conservative strategist Karl Rove. I'm not asking about politics because he is a political strategist, but he went in on the math here and he points out that Walmart has a profit margin of less than 3%. He says if it does what Mr. Trump says, eat the tariffs, it can't break even. It can't absorb the cost of imported pair of kids' jeans with a 46% tariff on Vietnam, a 37% tariff for Bangladesh, or 32% tariff on sneakers from Indonesia. Other companies are in the same pickle. So should companies cut back on the amount of goods they have on their shelves or just on their profitability?
That's a decision company by company, Margaret. And I had a long discussion with Doug McMillon, the CEO of Walmart, and you know, they're going to do what's right for them.
Before consumers... the reality is there will either be less inventory or things at higher prices,
well,
or both.
Margaret, when we were here in March, you said there was going to be big inflation. There hasn't been any inflation. Actually, the inflation numbers are the best in 4 years. So why don't we stop trying to say this could happen and wait and see what does happen?
Just trying to gauge for people planning ahead here.
Oh, is that what you're trying to do? Oh, my bad. I thought you were just being a jerk. Plan ahead. You're trying to, for people to plan ahead. Plan ahead to do what? Plan number one, ignore your freaking show on Sundays. That would be plan number one as far as I'm concerned. Plan number two, see plan number one. Good Lord. Well, good for him. Once again, schooling little Maggie over there. Wow. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, I can explain the understaffing at the Richmond City Jail. Richmond City Sheriff Dr. Antoinette Irving ran out of family members, or they all went on a family vacation. It seems that every city department is a joke. It's seeped with corruption. But it's not a joke when incarcerated folks die needlessly. Our RBA leadership is disgraceful. Cheers from Hanover. Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. Just terrible. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140-540 says, hey, Jeff, I agree 100% with you on the plastic bags. Thankfully, the ABC stores brought them back. Also, Laura and I are looking forward to opening night for Some Like It Hot tonight at the Altria Theater. David in Rivers Bend. Well, thank you, David. That's going to be a great show. Absolutely. It's based on the movie of the same name from many years ago. Yeah, the ABC stores. How do I say this without sounding too much like I should be getting a chip or something at some point, or calling up this Bill W? No. But they have great bags at the ABC store. They are quality plastic bags. They're always black. Have you noticed that? So nobody can see what you bought at the ABC store. Are they trying to send a message? I don't know. And they also have quality paper bags, and I don't mind paying them because I like the ABC store. 804, Jeff, don't forget, the sheriff is elected by the people. I know, believe me, that is the problem, isn't it? People don't care enough about the city jail to actually examine what's going on with who is or is not the sheriff. That, I believe, is the problem right now. I really do. And I think the sheriff has been able to kind of sort of buy votes, if you will, by letting certain inmates and organized crime elements run the jail. Right? I'm sure there are people supporting them, people funneling drugs into the jail. How do you think the drugs get in there? Why do you think she's not doing as much as she should to stem the flow of illegal drugs and other contraband into the jail? There's something big going on there, and none of it, I hate to say it, but none of it is good. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I'm pretty sure that Julia's graduation cake is also, technically speaking, an appropriate meal. Well, I mean, it's got cake, which has eggs and butter, right? Those are good things. Whipped cream, good dairy product. It's got strawberries, fresh fruits. I say more cake, maybe some ice cream. It's not like Julia's going to dime me out on. I'll tell you that right now. No, she'll keep a good secret there. All right, coming up at 4:35, Craig Peterson is going to be along. Craig joins us every Tuesday. We talk a little bit about tech, staying safe online, all that good stuff. We've got William Burnett joining us at 5:05. William, retired sergeant from the Richmond Police Department, had been Sheriff C.T. Woody's lieutenant colonel, charge of operations at the Richmond City Jail. Did a great job, according to everybody. Had that place up and running. And I will remind you that prior to the current sheriff going in there, she was handed a brand new facility. How you are able to run that into the ground in 8 years is beyond me. But hey, round of applause for her because she managed to do it. It's shameful, but she certainly did manage to do it. Can I take a moment here, Jeremy? Am I going to get in trouble if I say thank you to someone? Some of you hopefully have noticed that our social media sort of stuff for the station, it's a lot better these days, don't you think? I think so. Jeremy, you're with me on this, right? You're part of this. Jeremy and Rich Herrera. Rich, who does Richmond's Morning News, he's the host of Richmond's Morning News. They have put their heads together, and they've really, really, my opinion, done some great work to help elevate the social media stuff. I think it's good. So if you're not following us over there, then you're really missing out on a lot. I would just urge you to check it out. That's all. That's all. You don't have to tell me you like it, but I'm sure if you don't like it, you'll tell me. But same thing that I tell people about Richmond's Morning News. I still get people, Jeff, I don't like Rich. Okay. Did you listen to him? No. Well, all right. Then I can't value your opinion. Jeff, I miss Alden Arrow. Okay. Well, we're going back a few years, kids. It is radio, and things change, and people are here, and then people decide to do other things. I've been here for 13 years. I've been here a while. And I still, you know this, Jeremy, I will never, ever forget a woman at our radio station, a saleswoman, who told me, oh, you're not going to be here. You're not going to stay. You're not going to last. She told me that. She told me that 13 years ago. I will never forget that. Never, ever, ever forget that. But here we are, 13 years later. Rich has been here like 13 weeks, so I would say please cut him some slack. If you're thinking, well, I don't know. All right, you got to listen. Give the man some time. And if you decide after listening for a few weeks, oh, I don't like it, that's fine. Fair enough. No harm, no foul. But what I'm telling you is that I think he's doing a pretty good job. I'm happy to have him here and helping out. I think he's doing a pretty good job, pretty good work. 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I appreciate the listener. Did you hear that? A little bit earlier, the woman who was saying she likes it when I talk about my family, which is good because, you know, I got one guy who hates my family. I don't, you know, it's weird. I don't even remember his name. I used to talk about him all the time because he was always sending me emails and texts and angry missives. And I told my family, I told Heidi, I told the boys, I said, listen, I don't know how to tell you this, but this guy hates you. And they kept making this argument. No, no, no. They don't. He doesn't hate us. He hates when you talk about us. And I said, no, I know it hurts your feelings. No, he really does. He hates you. Because he doesn't mention anything else I talk about. But that one woman who said she thinks Rich is cute, I think Rich is a nice guy. But cute? All right. Well, we'll see. Craig Peterson is kind enough. And Greg is cute. I saw a picture of him over on X, man. That's a striking gentleman right there. He joins us every Tuesday afternoon. We talk a little bit about the interwebular world and just how soon our robot overlords will be taking over. But also this week, I love this. 10 desktop hacks saving 2 hours every day. You are a game changer, Mr. Peterson.
Oh, hey, thank you, thank you. And maybe that hater of yours just doesn't hate you as much anymore.
Do you think that's possible? I'm telling you, Craig, it wasn't that he hated me. He really hated the family. That was pretty clear, you know. And I get it. The boys can be annoying at times. They smell bad when they were teenagers.
Yes, they do.
Listen, I want you to save me even more time because it took me a few minutes to read it. But talk about a good ROI, cracking the code. Tell us.
Yeah, this is something that I think everyone needs to do, which is step back every once in a while. You know, it's called sharpening the sword. And nowadays, of course, our sword or our axe is, in fact, our computers. So we've got these things so cluttered with all kinds of stuff that we've kind of saved over the years. Mm-hmm. We're not organizing the data. We can't find stuff on the computers. So the whole idea here is to really pay attention just for a little while you organize things, put them into folders, maybe get them off of the desktop and have some automated routines that kind of clean things up so you can find them when you need them and you can use them when you need them too.
Okay. What's step number one? What should I either clean up or get rid of or ignore promptly?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a few different tools you can use. I use Hazel because I'm a Mac guy, Hazel. It's a nice tool that cleans up automatically your downloads folders. It takes your videos and puts them in the right folders, depending on what you want, moves things around. If you're a Windows user, there's one called File Juggler that I referred to here in this week's article.
Yep.
And that can also automatically organize files. Now, if you are a super geek, you can go in and you can create patterns and things for recognition to move them appropriately. But even if you're not, it does all of that basic cleaning up for you, even removing duplicate files and trying to figure out what you really want to do with this, looking for old files that are on your computer that you might not need anymore. But those two tools, Hazel and File Juggler, will really save you a lot of time right there.
Okay. All right. And I use, you told me about this quite a while ago. What is it? One, it's got the little pin. It's a little blue one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one tab.
One tab. That's it. See, I don't think about it as much simply because I installed it seriously, like you told me to do. And that, it may sound simple to some people, but I'm a simple man. It has been a game changer for me. It really, I was the guy with, you know, 80 tabs open, and you told me that's not good for my device here.
Yeah, well, what that does, one tab, is it saves your computer's memory. And what that boils down to is if you are using less memory because it's allowing you now to group tabs, close tabs, reopen a whole group of tabs at once, because you're doing that now, your computer is not doing something called paging. Now, that's where it's run out of real physical memory, and now it has to start taking parts of your tabs off of your browser now and pushing them to your disk or long-term storage device. And then when you open that tab, it has to pull it back from disk. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a simplification because there's a bunch of things your computer does, but it's having to juggle around your memory because so many websites now are actually programs that are running in your browser. And that program can suck up, sometimes I've seen these suck up multiple gigabytes of memory just from one tab. So by using this, you can now take an older computer that's just slowed down to be almost unusable, have 100 tabs available to you, but not necessarily have them all open at once. And you can't see them all at once anyways, can you? That's going to speed up life a lot.
Yeah, yeah, it has made a huge difference. I love it. I found that I use a couple of different browsers as well, and so I have, let's say I have one browser that I use more for things related to my business, and one browser I use more for things related to my real life. Each of them has the one tab on them, so I can get in there quick. I love it. I cannot say enough good things about that, and you are the man who told me about that, so I thank you for doing that.
Hey, no problem. You know, another tip in talking about having different browsers for different things is to use different virtual desktops. Oh. Now, I kind of drive my daughter, who works with me here in the business, crazy because I have 10 virtual desktops on my Mac. You can do this on Windows as well. But each one of my little virtual desktops, which is the whole desktop over again, each one of those desktops I use for different projects I'm working on, or I also use them to group together different types of applications. So I know, for instance, for me, if I go to my desktop number 2, I have my mail app open and associated programs. If I go to desktop number 4, I know I've got my web browsers there. So it's all about cleaning up and organizing in this week's newsletter here, because it makes all of the difference. Even color coding your folders can make a huge difference for people. And using keyboard shortcuts, you can go a long way with this. And I go through 10 different steps that you can take in order to really improve your performance. When it comes to computers, make the computers work for you.
Yep.
Now you've also got AI in there.
Yes.
And I'm concerned as heck about what Microsoft is doing with AI and their Copilot Plus that takes screenshots every few seconds of what you're doing and then runs it through an AI so you can ask it questions about what you're doing, or it can now look at it and make suggestions about what you might want to do. It sounds great, it sounds useful, but it's also a major cybersecurity problem.
Yeah. Wait a minute now. So, first of all, let me remind everybody, Craig Peterson is joining us. Craig joins us every Tuesday. You go to craigpeterson.com, craigpeterson.com. Please sign up for the newsletter. All sorts of wonderful tips and insight. But you're telling me, now I am a Windows guy, and so you're telling me that my Microsoft things, they're taking screenshots every couple of seconds. Are they keeping them? Are those stored somewhere? What if I clicked on it? What if I clicked on a tab I didn't mean to click on, and it's not a good tab? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it happens, right? We all end up at websites we weren't expecting to get to.
Right.
So it is taking these screenshots every, I think it's 6 seconds, and Microsoft introduced this last fall and got hammered for it by security experts and just regular people who think privacy is something they should have, which is crazy. Who wants privacy? I don't get it, Jeff. And so Microsoft decided, okay, well, it's such a great feature. We're not only going to reintroduce it into Windows 11, we're going to force you to use it in Windows 11.
Jeez.
You see, Microsoft has this problem, Jeff. They have put now over $12 billion that we know of into AI, into this artificial intelligence stuff. The problem is that people aren't adopting it like Microsoft thought they would. This whole Copilot Plus with AI, which is in reality behind the scenes, it's just ChatGPT.
Yep.
That they've put a new face on. But it hasn't been well adopted. They're not making the money off of it they thought they would make on it. So now it seems what they're doing is they're just forcing it on everyone. And those screenshots stored on your computer and the analysis of those screenshots, also stored on your computer, make your computer a huge target for the hosers to come and suck everything out of your computer. Because you've got your bank information there. You went to the bank website, you know. You've got everything on there. And I just don't know. It's so concerning. We're seeing, and I had an article in my newsletter last week about how these AIs, there's two of them now, Anthropic and also OpenAI, which is ChatGPT, that both of them have been tested by these companies that are trying to look at the ethical implications of AI. And they did this one test with AI where they gave it access to a whole bunch of emails, just correspondence between software developers and, you know, isn't this great? And they mentioned in one of the emails that they may need to shut the AI down.
Wow.
So the AI went through all of the emails, like a good little AI, saw that it might get shut down, and then in both cases tried to stop them from being able to shut the AI down, and sometimes even went so far as to try to modify its own software so that it could not be shut down.
Ah, two words, sentient creature. I told you these freaking robots were going to take over, Craig. Nobody listened to me. Did nobody watch Robbie the Robot and the rest of the films back in the 50s?
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Well, at least Arnold Schwarzenegger's still alive, so we might stand a chance.
Jeez. All right, now that we've got that out in the open, what about the bots? Because I was looking, I thought the internet strictly existed for some people who were downloading porn, and the rest of us who were looking at really cute pictures of cats and dogs doing things cats and dogs don't do. But there are more bots on the interwebs than actual human beings, right?
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah, another thing that I put in that really kind of confuses me. It's some reports right now, studies that have been done are showing that up to 75% of the content we are reading on the internet, 75% could be generated by AI by next year. Jeez. Already, it's estimated that half of all the content you see is not real and is being generated for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons right now it's being generated is so that, let's say you want to, well, let's say you're the ex-president or an ex-president's wife, and you're launching a podcast called Michelle, and nobody is listening to the podcast, okay? And so what do you do? Well, you hire a company, and all of a sudden, the next day, you have 150,000 more subscribers and people commenting on your podcast, which tricks the algorithms into thinking that, oh, my, Michelle must have something really important to say. So that's happening daily, Jeff. And and businesses are hiring these guys to do it. It's being used to influence elections. You can't believe what you're reading anymore.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Craig, I know I can believe what I read in your newsletter, and I want others to read your newsletter because they really can believe it. Please remind everybody how they get signed up for it.
Oh, good newsletter this week. This is my free newsletter for everybody. If you go to CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com, you can sign up right there. I won't harass you. I won't, you're not risking your privacy, okay? I try and keep this stuff safe. And you're going to love this one when you read it. You know that hockey stick climate scientist that sued everybody who said that the world wasn't warming like you said it was? Well, I got a great article on that one this week.
Interesting stuff. I thank you as always, sir. That is Craig Peterson. Sign up for that newsletter. It is weekly, all sorts of valuable tools, amazing information. CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yeah. It is. It's Tuesday. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Oh, I got to share a couple. It's okay. I got time here. I want to share a couple of these texts. Coming up at 5:05, William Burnett is going to be here. I believe, I've said it before, I'll say it right up until the election, God willing it goes the right way, and I'll just watch him do the work. I believe William is the guy, the only guy at this point who can save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. It's an absolute disaster. Absolute disaster. God help you if you get locked up in the city of Richmond. If you get locked up in the city of Richmond, you got to beg the cops to take you elsewhere. Come up with an excuse. I don't care. Get bond any way you can, because the last thing you want to do is be in the custody of Sheriff Dr. Antoinette Irving. Because there you may not get out. That's why. Anyway, James River Air text line. Well, you won't get out alive in some cases. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804-1140. Oh, 804. Gosh, this is a good one. This took him a lot of time to put together. Ordinarily, these things, well, way back in the day, Germ, we'd get letters like this, and they'd be written in crayon. And you look at the envelope and go, oh, this is going to be a good one. But now everybody can text. So 804, number 7 says, you have sucked for 13 years. Go choke on one of those cat sandwiches. Aw, I'm getting all misty-eyed now. Gosh. No, seriously, I am. It's so touching. Wow, you've sucked for 13 years. Go choke on one of those cat sandwiches. Reminds me, those Jeff Cat sandwiches are just delicious. Giant pile of smoked beef brisket. Oh, Wendy and John Yeoman down there at Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland. And then that sandwich, the Jeff Cat sandwich at Jake's Place, which, by the way, 804, you could have at the Jeff Cat's table in the Jeff Cat section. How miserable would you be? Yeah, you'd hate yourself. But that's topped with Wendy's homemade onion straws, barbecue sauce if you want it, homemade pimento cheese, two toasted pieces of jalapeno cornbread. Mm-mm-mm. You have sucked for 13 years. Go choke on one of those cat sandwiches. And the takeaway from that? Yeah, the cat sandwich, the Jeff Cat sandwich. 804, however, is slightly different. It says, well, damn, Jeff, you are family, and everybody that's listening right now feels the same way. Thank you for what you do. We love you guys, and we love Julia and Heidi and the whole clan. Please stay here. Don't go anywhere. Well, thank you, other 804. It's very kind. Very kind. Tony in Mechanicsville says, hey, Jeff, keep up the great work, and please keep talking about the wife and the kids. That just shows your listeners how much they mean to you and how much you love them, and that you are a very proud husband and father, which you are. Keep up the great work, Tony in Mechanicsville. Tony, thank you. I appreciate that. And I would urge you to go over to Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland. Get yourself a Jeff Cat sandwich as well. Don't choke on it, whatever you do. No, don't choke on it. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera is going to be here. Rich is the host of Richmond's Morning News. And Rich is doing, what was he calling it, a meetup? It's going to be at Capitol Ale House. I'll give you the details. I think it's Thursday afternoon. So I'm a little bit occupied with doing this award-winning show and all. But nonetheless, if you're not busy, maybe you want to go and hang out with Rich at Capitol Ale House. I'll give you the details in a few moments. William Burnett, the man who can save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, joins us at 5:05. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.